Oh, hi, Terry. It's Jerry Mack calling. No. I've officially got aspirational pneumonia. So what it is, it's you know what it is? Yeah. No, that's got nothing to do with the surgery. They say it was to do with the anaesthetic process. So the tube goes in through your vocal cord down your windpipe, right? And then when you pull the tube out, the vocal cords are momentarily exposed to the atmosphere, and a bug got in. It's not unheard of, but it is unusual. So they said it's got. Yeah. But they made a point of saying nothing to do with your surgeon. They said the dressing looks fantastic. But they said, yeah, obviously a bug got in, probably on the withdrawal of the tube. Yeah, so my my oxygen level's sitting at about, 87. So they're not going to let me go home. So the reason for ringing is I've got the auto-generated text message saying I've got an appointment at 9:30 next Tuesday. I'm just giving you advance notice. I can't commit to that at the moment. I don't know. At the moment, they're saying they expect me to still be here Monday and Tuesday. I said it's the aspirational diagnosis. I'm not sure that I told him it was actually aspirational pneumonia, but he probably put two and two together. as soon as I get an official release date, I'll call you. Yeah. They've lifted the binders to have a look at it, and they say it's perfectly intact. And there's no pain. And the first couple of days, you could feel, you just felt very sensitive getting in and out of bed. But now I've mastered that, and there's no pain whatsoever. And I'm on no drugs or anything. I'm on no pain relief. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a fantastic, surgically, it's a fantastic result. Yeah, as soon as I know, I'll let you know, Terry. Yeah. Yeah, will do. Okay. Thank you. Oh, well, that's no worries. I'll see you later. Bye.